Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Got a real treat for you today on the Charlie Kirk Show. Leo Terrell. Look, I've known Leo for a couple years. We used to be screaming at each other on Fox News. He'd have the wackiest Democrat position you could possibly imagine. He used to go up against Candace Owens, and he was pretty intense. I could tell you, he was a street fighter, civil rights attorney, and guess what? Lifelong Democrat, newfound, enthusiastic. And when I say enthusiastic, I mean 10 out of 10 energy supporter for Donald Trump. That's right. He says that the Democrat Party left him. He is all in. He talks about why black people are going to support the president, what Republicans can do. One of my favorite interviews I've done in quite a while. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit that subscribe button. And also, please consider supporting us. All this podcast work that we do, and yes, we also are on radio stations across the country. We're traveling, we're speaking. It's all made possible when you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support. It's kind of like PBS and NPR without the Marxism. So when you support us, charliekirk.com/support, you cover costs, you cover personnel, you cover servers. We don't wipe our servers. You cover all sorts of production overhead. So please consider supporting us if our podcast has impacted your life in any way whatsoever. Leo Terrell is here. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. I am super thrilled to be joined today by Leo Terrell, civil rights attorney, talk radio show host, and a lifelong Democrat who will be voting for Donald Trump. Leo, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. We used to be screaming at each other on TV.
Charlie, I remember those. First of all, thank you for inviting me. I remember those old days very well. I'm glad they're part of my past. I'm Leo Terrell 2.0, Charlie.
I love it. You are so articulate on television. You have a great way about you. Tell us, you lifelong Democrat, no longer. What happened? What changed?
Charlie, it's very simple because, you know, I have been a lifelong Democrat, civil rights attorney. I've been on the left all my life. This year, Charlie, two major events. Joe Biden going on national radio telling every black American, if you don't vote Democrat, you ain't black. Charlie, I'm a civil rights attorney. That insulted me. That was a plantation mentality that we have to do what he tells us what to do. And I found that very, very insulting. Number two, I believe in law enforcement. I thought Democrats believe in law enforcement. All of a sudden, the Democrats have abandoned law enforcement. 98% of law enforcement officers are great. There's 1 or 2% we need to get rid of. My sister's involved in law enforcement. So the bottom line, those two events, abandoning law enforcement and the mentality that all blacks have to vote Democrat, made me leave the Democratic Party, and I'm very happy to be voting for Donald Trump.
It's amazing, and I agree completely. And in some ways, there's this very interesting realignment where I'm a conservative, and you know, you have been a Democrat for years, but in a lot of ways, the Democrat Party left you. You didn't really change many of your perspectives. Would you agree with that?
Oh, Charlie, you're absolutely correct. People keep saying, oh, you changed. No, the Democrats are so far left. They're extremists. I don't even know what this party is. It's not the JFK party. This party has gone radical. There is no way I can be part of that current party at all.
And they seem as if they have a dedicated war on police, law enforcement. And so in these very interesting times, it seems harder than ever for black Americans to speak their support for Donald Trump. Can you talk about some of the backlash that you have received from, I mean, you were running in Democrat circles. Just walk us through just kind of this journey you've been on the last couple months.
I'll tell you, Charlie, it's amazing because people who have been my friends in all different professions, neighbors, lawyers, my golf buddies, all of a sudden I've gotten the silent treatment as far as something happened to me. The name calling. It's funny. It's not the a matter of issues. It's the name calling. Being called all the names, House Negro, Uncle Tom, Coon, heard all that. But you know what? I'm comfortable with myself because I believe in country first. It doesn't bother me that I've lost these friends. I question their friendship now. But I feel like in the best interest of this country, I have to vote for Donald Trump. And here's the other thing. He has done more for African Americans, more for Black Americans than the Democrats. They talk a good game, Charlie. They talk a good game. But as far as progress, as far as program, absolutely zero.
Instead, they have a belief that your identity is strictly your political choice, that you are no longer Black if you do not agree with how much power that we want.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, there is some third party telling me how to be Black, how to think, how to react, how to respond, hate the other side. Some third party. I never designated someone to take over my brain, to take over all my thoughts and my choices. And this was an awakening. But I will assure you of this, Charlie, a lot of Black Americans are waking up. I'm not the only one. A lot of Black Americans are saying, wait a minute, I need to reexamine my loyalty to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of it. And so can you walk us through, we have a good amount of time to build this out, just kind of how you started in politics, some of the concerns that you shared that you had then and you share today, and how conservatives are going about addressing those concerns, whether it be the First Step Act, historical Black college university funding. Can you talk about how in some ways conservative, whatever you want to call it, right, the Trump movement is now addressing some of these deeper issues that have plagued the Black community in a very substantive way?
That's a very good question. You know, first of all, let me work backwards on the Trump issue. Trump, in my opinion, has redefined the Republican Party. He is the president who puts the average American citizen, the worker, first. He ran on that campaign in 2016, bringing jobs back to the everyday American. There's always been a mindset, Charlie, that Republicans are always for big corporations. No. Donald Trump cares about the average American citizen, and it resonates with everyone. And what for African Americans, my gosh, he has dropped the unemployment rate before the pandemic to record lows. Nothing that the Obama-Biden administration, the First Step Act, which you talked about, a chance to give individuals of all colors a second chance to undo what Joe Biden did in 1994 with the crime bill, in which he basically, with the help of the Congressional Black Caucus, approved this mass incarceration. That's why you saw Alice Marie Johnson thank the president. Charlie, funding historical Black colleges. President Trump did that. Why is that significant? I would not be on your program, Charlie Kirk, if I didn't have a good education. Education is the key to breaking the poverty cycle, and people should know that. And here's the other aspect. School choice, Charlie. He believes in school choice. The Democrats are in bed with the teachers union. School choice is a four-letter word to Democrats and teacher unions because they want to keep us, people of color, in urban schools, in poor public schools. They won't give us a choice. You look at opportunity zones, pumping money, businesses into areas where African American and other people of color live. I mean, it's time for Blacks not to just get a job, but for ownership and control. Guess what? Everything that I just articulated came from a Republican president who cares about everyone. That's why it offends me when they try to call Donald Trump a racist. They need to look in the mirror. They need to examine Joe Biden's record. They need to do a self-examination of the Democratic Party. But when you talk about what Donald Trump has done in really redefining, changing the priorities of the Republican Party, he has included Black Americans. And those are facts. Those are not just arguments. Those are facts, Charlie Kirk.
So Michelle Obama came out and she said, quote, Donald Trump is stoking fear about Black and brown Americans. You have been in politics longer than Michelle Obama has. You have been a civil rights attorney. You have fought the tough fights, quite honestly, right? You have been involved in representing people that have been racially discriminated against with legitimate cause and claim. We have 2 minutes, so I want you to answer quickly, and then we can get to it in the next segment. Is Michelle Obama, what is she talking about here?
You know what? You said it well in your setup. I have more credibility on this issue than Michelle Obama. 30 years invested. Respecting her position as former first lady, she is lying. She is lying when she comes out and calls Donald Trump a racist. She is lying when she says there's only been a fraction of disturbances by protesters and rioters. You look at all those Democratic cities, all the rioting going on. That was being done with the blessings of the Democratic leadership in those cities, Seattle, Portland, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Los Angeles. You got to give me a break. But they're worried, Charlie, about Black folks leaving the Democratic Party. That's why she came out with that big lie.
And she continues to say these things to almost stoke fear. And in the next segment, I want to build out, is this really effective? And what are things that Republicans can learn from the past? I really want to kind of pick your brain on this.
Sure.
Because Republicans, I think, have done a poor job of going and asking Black people for votes and actually building a record of success. And we have a theory around all of that. Look, I want to tell you about Good Ranchers. You guys have heard me talk about it before. I put my name behind Good Ranchers because their meat is great. And it's made in America. I love our country. Look, GoodRanchers.com with an S, GoodRanchers.com, they partner directly with the only American ranches from across the country to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. So you get 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered straight to your door. Visit GoodRanchers.com to find the perfect package for your family. Get the good stuff with Good Ranchers, T-bones, ribeyes, fillets, and more. And by the way, GoodRanchers.com is 100%. That's right, 100% American beef and chicken. Pretty amazing. GoodRanchers.com delivers your favorite meats right to your door, perfect for grilling out or dinners at home. Go to GoodRanchers.com to view all their American beef and chicken packages. Use the promo code CHARLIE to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com right now. Use the promo code CHARLIE. Save $20 for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code CHARLIE. So, Leo, I want you to touch on this. I have always said that Republicans have done a poor job of going into the Black community, articulating what we stand for, why we stand for it, and our agenda for Black voters. You've been in the Democrat circles for a long time. Just looking at it, be brutally honest. Say, Republicans, what do we have to do better to win over Black voters and actually deliver results in the coming years?
Every question you've asked me has been perfect. This is the best question because I want to make sure Republicans and Americans hear my answer. I witnessed the Republican National Convention. You spoke, and I saw America. I saw people of all colors, all shapes, all sizes talk about the value of being in the Republican Party. It was a rainbow coalition. Charlie Kirk, everyone listen to me. That message needs to be out there 365 days a year. If you took the Republican National Convention and the way it was presented to America, that's the message that has to be out there every day because a lot of people don't understand what the Republican Party stood for. I was excited. I was happy. I was just busting with joy about all these messages that we're talking about coming from the Republican Party and telling America, this is what we're about. The Democratic Party, gloom, nightmare, disaster. Mm-hmm. But specifically, take what you did at the RNC and get that message out every day of the week.
Can you talk about progress that you're seeing on the ground? Are you seeing Black Americans start to defect from the Democrat Party. And look, defection is one thing, but also Republicans have to win over these votes. They have to deliver results. They have to talk about school choice. They have to talk about law and order. Are you seeing some movement on the ground that will materialize in some more support for President Trump and the black community?
You know, I always want to be, you know, I think I've always had credibility by being upfront and honest. I never held back. To answer your question, yes, I see it because notwithstanding those individuals who are upset with me for leaving the Democratic Party, I have been overwhelmed receiving phone calls, email from black Americans who are saying, thank you for speaking up, that we are now going to vote Republican. We believe in school choice. We believe in opportunity zone. So I'm telling you, it is real. I just did an interview with the Washington Post, and they had to admit, Charlie, that the number of black male voters are trending towards Trump. It's real. It's on the ground. And that's why you had Michelle Obama throw that race bomb yesterday, because the Democrats are worried that the black base is being shifted and moving away from the Democratic talking points.
And a lot of the Democrat talking points, it's very interesting you mentioned that. In 2008, when Barack Obama ran for president, he was a centrist candidate in a lot of different ways. He was careful not to attack religion or faith. He talked about the necessity of freedom of speech and cooperation. He never said a bad word about law enforcement. And I try to tell people that the Democrats, when I was growing up, I grew up in Illinois, they were a center-right party compared to where we are today.
Yes.
And there is disagreements about health care and all this, but you look at where the paradigm is now, all of a sudden you have a Democrat party where if Obama said what he said in 2008, he'd be called a Tea Party radical. And the and the black community is looking around saying, we don't this. Why are you focusing on this transgenderism and all that stuff's fine, I guess. I mean, it's not like I don't want to be insulting to it, but there's real problems.
You Barack Obama could not win the nomination with the Democratic Party of 2020. He
yes.
would be considered too far right. Isn't that crazy? The Democrats have doubled down with the extremists. They had doubled down with extreme groups like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and they feel comfortable with it. That's what's so scary about it. And so you have law-abiding Democrats who are looking left because of party loyalty, but they're saying, you know what? My conscience and country first makes me go right. I have to vote right. You said it earlier about me. The Democratic Party is so far left, they left me.
Yes.
And I think, and like I said right now, I feel very, very comfortable. One issue, you look at these Democratic mayors throughout the summer, they turned down help to put down the riot. Why? Because it came from a Republican. Simply because he's a Republican. Trump put country first when it came to law and order. The Democrats said, no, that's not part of our platform. We believe in no police. We believe in defunding the police. It's crazy, Charlie.
Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it's hard to find the right workout program and stick to it. Look, I travel a lot. We do a couple hours of radio. We do podcasting, speaking, raising money, all sorts of different things. I like Fitbod for a reason. It keeps me on schedule. Fitbod is a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. Fitbod's algorithm factors in your goals, experience level, equipment, workout duration, muscle recovery to intelligently craft the perfect total body workout just for you. The app is really easy to use. They've invested serious money into the user interface, and I can tell you Fitbod combines the knowledge of fitness pros with a powerful machine learning algorithm to give you a workout program that maximizes your results. No equipment, no worries. Fitbod has a body weight routine for those looking to get fit at home or on the go. Get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/Kirk. Try Fitbod for free for 1 month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/Kirk. Fitbod.me/Kirk. Leo, you are doing a great job of articulating what is going on in American politics. And quite honestly, if the activist media was just journalists and not activists, this is a really interesting thing that's happening. Regardless of whether you want it to happen or not, there's a record amount of black people that are defecting from the Democrat Party. And I have an opinion on this. I want your comment. The hyper-racialization of our politics recently has really bothered me. where BLM Incorporated is acting so aggressive against law enforcement and against law and order. And you've spent your career as a civil rights attorney defending the rights of the disenfranchised, which is a moral thing to do. It's a Christian thing to do. And you defended due process and defending rights in the workplace. And you could talk more about that. Now you see today you have left the Democrat Party. Are you starting to see that maybe the Democrats are not as tolerant as they might have seen with some of the names you're called on social media or some of the backlash? In fact, I saw a tweet from yours when you talked about you're finally seeing how vicious, you know, one side can actually be. Can you talk about how difficult it is to think freely in this political climate right now dominated by the activist media?
Right. And this is what has happened. I give Black Lives Matter an A plus because they have been able to manipulate social media. They have been able to manipulate public interest, and they have basically used the Al Sharpton playbook and have basically frightened corporations to give them millions and millions of dollars. I want to be clear on your program. I do not support Black Lives Matter. I am against Black Lives Matter. Why? Very simple. Charlie, they claim they care about all Black lives. That is a lie. Why? Because they don't care about the black-on-black crime that goes on in Chicago. They don't care if a Black officer gets killed in the line of duty. They don't want Black officers to be police officers. You see how many number of police chiefs who have resigned, who are Black Americans? They don't believe in law and order. Black Lives Matter, to me, is nothing more than a profiteer organization. And they have used the pressure to influence and pressure the NBA, entertainment world, the sports world, the political world. You lose your job. One of the things I made sure, Charlie, when I became a civil rights attorney was to never be beholden to an employer because I figured I'd be fired. So I decided to become self-employed. And you see, they can't hurt me economically. They can't put the word out on me economically. So I feel very clear and very free of conscience to talk about Black Lives Matter and attack their dogma, their doctrine, their Marxist principle. People need to understand that. They have done an unbelievable job of manipulating the public, but they have not manipulated me. And I welcome the opportunity in the near future to debate them on the issue, hopefully have you as a moderator, so that we can have equal time. Because the public needs to know, just like when you asked me earlier about the RNC and the Republicans, they need to get the message out. America needs to get the message out about Black Lives Matter.
And so if BLM Incorporated was raising all this money, which could be billions of dollars, we don't even know, and they were, let's say, giving it to Black-owned businesses to employ Black people, or they were using it for family creation, or they're using it, let's say, Leo, for scholarships, right, for charter schools, you know what I would say is I'd say, that's admirable. Okay, you might be trained Marxist or whatever, but at least you're doing something. Leo, none of that is happening. So instead, it is Donald Trump who is giving money to HBCUs, Donald Trump who is doing the opportunity zones where billions of dollars of private capital are coming into Black communities. And look, there's a lot of work to be done. But Leo, I could tell you, in Chicago, there are three major developments happening. I don't know if they'll continue after all this riots and nonsense, but before the pandemic, that were opportunity zone invested, that were going to be Black employment centers, basically, for those parts of Chicago that are really suffering. Can you talk about how BLM Incorporated is taking these billions of dollars and it's not going to help the Black community? I mean, this should outrage Black Americans.
You're spot on. Black America should be outraged, but the information is not out there. You're right. If they were helping, and I said this earlier, school education is the key to break the poverty cycle. The billions and billions of dollars that Black Lives Matter is collecting from these corporations who don't want to be canceled, they are using this money for everything other than improving the Black community. As a result of their rioting, the protesting, the burning, the looting, you have stopped economic development in the Black community. And then you have Black Lives Matter leadership on national TV saying, I have no problem with rioting. They have insurance. That defies logic. And that tells me that people are thinking emotionally and not logically with supporting Black Lives Matter. The goal here is to get people to understand that Black Lives Matter does not have the interests of Black Americans at heart.
And while Minnesota was burning and Black-owned businesses were deteriorated, Kamala Harris was trying to support financial assistance to the people that they could be released that burned down those Black-owned businesses. Now, if Kamala Harris or Joe Biden were raising money saying, hey, we're going to do a Minnesota business relief fund, I would have said, I agree with that. That's fine. Again, I'm not trying to overly politicize everything they do. But the people that burned down the buildings, they should probably get assistance after. I'm not really into giving assistance to those people. But probably the people's, you know, bakery or barbershop or laundromat that gets burned to the ground, who's supporting them?
You know what? This is my first time on your show. I love the questions you're asking me. They're fantastic. Kamala Harris is a nightmare. First as an AG in California, which I well aware of, and now as a VP nominee. She is funding a bail program for criminals who are looting and burning. She has failed, Charlie Kirk, to visit the two ambush officers in California who are ambushed. This woman has abandoned law enforcement. She applauded our mayor in Los Angeles for defunding $150 million away from LAPD. And she wants to be the vice president. She has abandoned law and order. And this is a woman, in my opinion, and let me just predate when I went back and you asked me, why did I leave the Democratic Party? A third major reason was Kamala Harris. And I said very early before I endorsed Donald Trump, if she was on the ticket, I would vote for the Republican. She's on the ticket. There's no way I would vote for the Democratic Party because Kamala Harris is a nightmare. And I just shudder of the idea of a Biden-Harris administration. We have to do everything possible to get Donald J. Trump reelected.
And so can you talk about what Republicans, there's a lot of conservatives that listen to this podcast, grassroots conservatives, Leo, and they believe in faith, family, school choice, and they want to do something dramatic to help all citizens, including Black Americans. Can you just talk about, I mean, you coming up in the Democrat Party and in the Democrat circles, can you talk about specific policies that strike at the heart of Black voters so that we can move the dial, that we can deliver results? What can an average conservative do that's listening to this, that's 18 years old, 20 years old? What are the policies we can advocate? You talked about school choice. You talked about criminal justice reform, which is so important. And by the way, we're the ones fixing the Biden-Clinton crime bill.
Yes.
I mean, it's the Democrats that authored this, right?
Yeah. I mean, right now, and I'll answer your question, Donald Trump, Tim Scott, try to get police reform done. You know, what the Democrats always complain about, bad cop. Donald Trump, Republican Tim Scott, try to get police reform. Guess what? Blocked by the Democrats. Blocked by Cory Booker, a Black man. Blocked by Kamala Harris, a Black woman. This is crazy. But to answer your question, you're right. I'm going to make school choice my number one civil rights issue for the rest of my life.
You and me
it
both.
It is the key to helping the Black community with economic mobility upward. Second, I honestly believe police reform has been something that has bothered the Black community. But when you set those two things aside, it is the opportunity, Charlie. We need to take that next phase. Black ownership and control of businesses.
Yes.
I think that's critical because it gives you a feeling of control over your life. And I've experienced that as a lawyer, having my own law practice. It gives you a greater degree of independence, a greater degree of freedom. All things that the Republican Party wants you to have. The Democrats want you to be dependent on government. So I would submit that for conservative Republicans, focus on schools because the Democrats have no argument on school choice. It's a loser for them.
Go ahead, please. No, I'm curious. When you were in the Democrat circles the last decade, were Republicans reaching out to you? Were they doing a good job? Were they just kind of ignoring the Black community, just saying, whatever, it's a lost cause, we'll go to suburban voters?
Absolutely correct. In the 30 years of practicing law and being in the Democratic Party, I never was contacted, communicated in any in my profession or private life by the Republican Party. Just they just wrote us off. They wrote us
until
off.
Trump they came along.
Until Donald Trump came along. Donald Trump, and like I said again earlier, Donald Trump has changed the perspective of the Republican Party, and he's made all Americans, including Black Americans, part of the Republican Party. But I'm telling your conservative listeners, you got to keep the African-American vote in tune by making them part of the party. Trump has done that, and that must be continued. Trump policies must be continued.
And those policies are rooted in opportunity and education. I love the school choice because if you look at Baltimore, they have five schools where they can't find a Black fifth grader that can read at grade level. And so, Leo, you know what they do? Is the Department of Maryland Prisons comes in and they ask the leadership of the schools, hey, what are the literacy rates? And they say, XYZ. They say, okay, now we know how many prison cells we're going to need in 10 years. Do you know that they plan out their prison population based on the literacy rates in third, fourth, and fifth grade? People don't even know this.
No, I didn't. No. My eyes are bulged. I did not know that. I'm learning from you about that fact. Did not know that. And that is a talking point to make sure people are aware of that. That is frightening. That is sad. That is a projection for failure and incarceration. And that's the type of information, Charlie, that needs to be out there, that needs to be put out there.
And we know we can do good education in this country. We know it's not public sector teacher unions. And for every Black mother out there, we want your child to have a meaningful education. I believe it is a civil rights issue. I really do. And I think that conservatives need to step up to the plate and say, we're going to fund charter schools. We are going to give better opportunity for all kids, that you're going to be able to read the founding documents, understand to read the classics, and then education will be the springboard out of poverty. Look, I can tell you from running Turning Point USA, Turning Point Action, Charlie Kirk Show, that HR issues are important and they can be very expensive. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations. And look, HR manager salaries are never cheap. In fact, I can tell you from experience, they're up to $70,000 a year. In fact, probably even more in certain states. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E-E, B-A-M-B-E-E, was created specifically for your small business. So look, if you're just trying to get off the ground and all the shutdowns and all this stuff, if you want a dedicated HR manager, and they know their stuff, to craft HR policy and maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business and help you manage your employees every single day, all for just $99 a month. Month to month, there's no hidden fees. Think about that, $99 a month versus $70,000 a year. It's no question. So it's Bambi.com, Bambee.com/Kirk right now to schedule your free HR audit. They will audit all your human resource department. That's Bambi.com/Kirk. Small businesses can't afford more costs. Bambi will lower those costs for you. Bambi.com/Kirk. I want to talk about the election. You touched on this earlier a little bit. We are in the last sprint to the campaign. I believe Joe Biden has a very questionable racial past. Clinton crime bill, saying very disturbing things. Even the most recent, which I wish the president would have said in the debate. I just the one thing I really wish he would have said when the race issue came up is, Joe, do you think Black people aren't Black if they don't vote for you? I just wish that would have been right.
I mean, perfect.
That would have gone viral in the Black community, yes. By the way, because. Yes. The Black community would have said, he said that? And that, yeah. And so can you comment on that? What does Trump have to do to win more Black voters right here, right now?
I guarantee you, very simple. Joe, tell the American public what you have done in 47 years for Black Americans. Before you do, Joe, let me tell you what I've done in 3.5 years. Boom, boom, boom. He listened, and then he lets Joe Biden answer. Please, Mr. President, because the answer is going to be very short. He has no answer. He's done nothing for Black Americans. He's talked a good game, but no accomplishment whatsoever.
And this sort of exodus from the Democrat Party is going to really disrupt the landscape. This is why I think a lot of these polls are very misleading, is because they are not sampling the black community as if they're going to have any sort of movement away from Biden to Trump. And Leo, you know this, 3-4 percentage points of blacks voting differently, right? The whole landscape changes.
It is the black voters do not understand how much power they have in those battleground states, Charlie. And I've asked the president, send me to those battleground states. You move the needle 2 or 3 percentage points. It makes a big difference. And that vote is up for grabs. These last 27 days are critical to the Trump administration. We're going to win this election, and we're going to win it because we're going to outwork the Biden-Harris team.
Leo, a lot of our listeners are probably loving what you're saying right now. I know they are. How can they support you? How can they follow you? How can they get behind you? Because it is never easy leaving the Democrat Party. It can be vicious. It can be nasty. How can we help you?
Thank you very much. You can, first of all, follow me at my website, www.theleoterrell.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm always tweeting at the Leo Terrell. I'm called Leo Terrell 2.0. You want to get a Leo Terrell hat? Get a Leo Terrell hat at my website. But I also have a podcast, which I drop every Thursday. Every Thursday, I drop a podcast, a brand new one. You can hear it. Subscribe for free. I guarantee you all these things would help me because, Charlie, I'm, first of all, very happy to be part of the team working with you, but I am committed. And I forgot to tell the listeners, before I became a lawyer, I was a school teacher. I have my teaching license. I still have it. That was my first job. And I am continuing dedicated to make sure we improve education for all people.
It's so critical. And I think that this is an issue where you have the Democrats in kind of a socialist straitjacket because they talk a good game on education, but it is the same cycle of failed teachers, no school choice, no charter schools, no private schools. And if you go to the black community in the south side of Chicago, and I visited it quite often, or in Milwaukee, and you talk to black mothers and you say, hey, what's the key for your kids to have a better life? They'll say, I wish that my kids could go to a better school. Every single one of them. And the second thing, and I want you to finish on this in the couple minutes we have remaining, Leo, is if the streets are not safe, businesses will not come into those communities. They won't. In Chicago, they are on pace for 600 murders this year. Businesses won't come into those communities with that happening. Can you comment on those two things in particular?
Oh, absolutely. Because first of all, I'm on your show due to a quality education. I had a mom and dad, Charlie. Mom didn't finish eighth grade. Dad finished high school. But they made sure that I got a good education. It's a necessity for upward mobility. And black families want that for their kids. There's a general rule. You want your kids to do better than you in your in their lifetime. Secondly, quality of life. Black parents want to feel comfortable if they send their kids outside the door to play baseball. They're not going to get shot. So they want law enforcement. They want a safe neighborhood. That's the importance of police protection. That is why law enforcement is very important. Black voters, black citizens love law enforcement because it's the barrier between them and the gang members.
Couple seconds remaining. Leo, in closing, super quick, what do you say to people that they say, oh, the president's a racist. The president's a racist. White liberals saying that really quick.
They're liars. And I challenge them to prove it. The president has done more for black Americans than any black president named Barack Obama.
It's well said. TheLeoTerrell.com. Get that Leo 2.0 hat. Support Leo Terrell. You are doing awesome work, Leo. We have your back. And thank you for fighting for what's right. And hopefully, God willing, we'll celebrate 4 more years. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. CharlieKirk.com. Thanks so much. God bless. What a great conversation that was with the great Leo Terrell. If you guys want to get involved with Turning Point USA and the fight for our country, the fight for the soul of our country, as someone would say, the fight for our culture, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war, to make our kids love America again, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is the premier organization fighting for young people on campuses across the country. Maybe you want to help young people fight, tpusa.com. Do you want to start a high school chapter? tpusa.com. Start a college chapter? tpusa.com. Or if you want to go to our Student Action Summit, tpusa.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Make sure to listen to our sister episode today. Also, email us your questions, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to win a signed copy of The MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider. Hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Talk to you soon. God bless.